back to the Jeff Porter Show at FM Talk 106.5. 35 minutes after the hour on this Wednesday morning. We do appreciate you listening. Hit us up on that text line, 251-343-0106, if you would like to respond to anything we are discussing this morning. Join us on the line now. Very pleased to bring on my next guest, running for United States Senate here in Alabama in this upcoming election cycle, Katie Britt on the line. Katie, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Jeff. I'm doing well. How are you?
Doing well, doing well. How's the how's the campaign going? I've seen you logged a lot of miles, and you're going to log a whole lot more probably in the coming months and coming year. Just talk a little bit about the campaign.
Yes, it's so funny you say that, because I told our team, I said, I think it was 4,200 miles, and I said, I don't think we got them all. I think there were even more than that. We have been all across the state, been down, obviously, in your area there in Mobile more than once in the first 3 weeks. We've been to, you know, my home at the Wiregrass, Birmingham, Huntsville, you know, Tuscaloosa, Fayette, St. Clair County, DeKalb County, Auburn. So really all over. We still, as you mentioned, have so many more places to go and visit and people to meet. But it has been incredibly encouraging. I think people are energized. People are responding to, obviously, our message and want to be a part of what we're doing.
Now, Katie, you had an impressive fundraising number reporting here right out of the gate. You know, raised a lot of eyebrows, more than any candidate has raised ever in one of these statewide elections such as this. Speak on that, if you would.
Yeah, no, absolutely. I'll tell you, that was really humbling. I mean, every donation means a great deal, and people are investing in, you know, and our message and our calls, which is obviously fighting for our Christian conservative values in Washington, D.C., and making sure that Alabama has a seat at the table. And I will tell you, you know, in all of these visits that we kind of talked about a minute ago, probably the most impactful donation that I have received was when we were in St. Clair County and spoke, and we talked about the issues, and afterwards, a man pulled out his wallet and put all the cash he had in our donation basket. And as soon as he left, I spoke with his sister, who was in attendance, and she told me, you know, he has never given to a political candidate before. He was in the crowd with his son and was so just impacted by the message and our passion and our eagerness to make a difference that he felt compelled to just give everything he had to support me, to support the campaign. And he's a bus driver and a substitute teacher and a pastor. And, you know, that's what this is about. This is about Alabamians. This is about, you know, hardworking Alabamians across the state and them having someone that they know is going to fight for them and really make a difference.
Katie, let's hit on some of the news of the day. I guess first off, now that you're running for federal office, I assume you're watching what's going on in Washington. Well, you probably have always been watching what's going on in Washington, D.C., just given your role to BCA and obviously working for Senator Shelby. What do you make of this transportation push from Congress right now under the Biden administration? Do you have any thoughts on that?
Yeah, Jeff, I'm disgusted by the Biden administration and the way that they have approached this. I mean, something that could have been bipartisan, we are seeing break down just right in front of our eyes. I mean, there is no doubt that we need investment in real infrastructure, you know, in roads, in bridges, in broadband. I mean, that's something our state, you know, clearly needs. But this, you know, liberal wish list that the Democrats have put together and kind of saying, okay, we'll do a bipartisan bill, but then we're going to basically use the rules to get exactly what we want and advance a socialist agenda. You know, that's not governing. And it's interesting, you know, Biden, you know, wants to say, oh, we're working with the other side. It's clear he's not. It is clear he's not, and I think we have to stand firm. You know, it'd be great if you could get a true bipartisan bill through, but it looks like what we have now is absolutely something that we cannot stand for.
Well, one of the issues near and dear to my listeners down here in this part of the area, or this listening area for sure, this part of the state, it's this elusive fix for the I-10 Mobile Bay Bayway there, the Mobile River getting a bridge across. What do you think? What's a good approach if you were a member of the United States Senate to try to find some way to get a federal government aid for that problem?
Well, I think it absolutely has to be a coordination. And this is one of the things that we've got to do is work from a local, state, and a federal level together to address the issues of Alabama. And as you know, that has been, and you probably have better stats than I do, but with regards to that has been a federal bottleneck, you know, and has been acknowledged as that for years. I mean, and so this is a federal road that obviously we need to make sure that we invest properly in. Can't be a toll. It's got to be done and done the right way. And we need to make sure that that there's partnership on the, like I said, local, state, and federal level. So I certainly would make sure that Mobile has a seat at the table and that we are fighting for that. If you look at everything that's happening down there, I mean, all of the growth. So you have the port, obviously, the deepening and widening of the port that you know started not too long ago. That is historic in nature. And in 2016, you all became, you know, the fastest growing container port in the nation. What we know that this will do in allowing the roll-on, roll-off facilities, and then you all have obviously incredible. I mean, we've got the, you know, the five rails that come in and you have the air and you, I mean, it's just, it's unique. I mean, not many places have the combination and the opportunity to make an impact like Mobile does. But part of being able to really utilize those resources down there is making sure that, you know, when things come in the port or whatnot, that we have got a good way to get out and that the people of Mobile and Baldwin County have an easy way to get back and forth to work. And all over. So I think it's something that absolutely has to be a priority and certainly would be a priority for me. I mean, you cannot get from Texas to Disney World without coming right through Mobile. So it's certainly something that touches everyone across this nation, and we need to make it a priority.
Yeah, and you mentioned something, I want to make sure I understood you correct. You don't think that a toll should be a part of any solution, or are you open to that idea? What do you think of that?
No, I don't. I mean, I want to see and find a way to go a different route here. And I think we have to take a look at everything. If you look at what other communities have had, you know, right there on that I-10, on I-10 and different, the bridges and causeways and things that they've had replaced after various hurricanes and all kinds of things like that, there's clearly been improvement all across. It is clear that in order to create, to fix this bottleneck, we have to have an improvement there in the I-10 bridge. And I think that you got to roll up your sleeves and figure out how you make that happen on a local, state, and a federal level.
I think you may have won a few people over with opposing the toll there. But anyway, we're joined by Katie Britt, running for United States Senate here in Alabama in this upcoming election cycle. Katie, such as it is, maybe slightly to my chagrin, we're in this perpetual state of a culture war, it seems. The goalposts keep shifting. Now the focus seems to be critical race theory, what's being taught in our schools, and maybe not just critical race theory by itself, but this idea that the bureaucracy knows best of what's good for your children, that the parents need to leave this up to the education professionals, that the legislative branch of government should do the same. Does that seem to be something that there seems to be that movement afoot? Do you think that there's just a need to push back against that thought?
Oh, absolutely, Jeff. Listen, cancel culture is real. I mean, it is real. We have seen it with what happened. I mean, if big tech can silence the president of the United States, rest assured, they can silence anyone. And we have to push back everything from big tech to, you mentioned it, public schools. I mean, I know you saw this, that during the height of the pandemic, you know, a little girl in neighboring Mississippi had to take off her mask because it said, "Jesus loves me." You know, how did we get here? When we talk about our Christian conservative values being under attack, when we talk about, you know, the left silencing the right for mere opinions, this is real, and it is happening on every level of the government, in every corner of our country. And so I think we have to stand firm and say it is okay to have a difference of opinion. You know, it is okay for everyone not to think alike. And in fact, that is what America was founded on, free speech. And so we have to be firm and loud on that. And you mentioned, obviously, the different things happening in our schools. Jeff, we have real things in our schools we need to be dealing with. Coming off of a pandemic, I mean, and looking at how virtual learning, unfortunately, sent some people, you know, months and maybe years in some respects behind, and getting kids back in the classroom, you know, keeping things open, making sure that they have the ability to learn and grow. I mean, we had in 2019, our NAEP scores had us in 49th in reading and 52nd in math. Jeff, what we need to be focused on in our schools is creating a foundation for our children to be successful, for them to have opportunity, for them to be a part of strong and safe communities. We need to teach our children to love America. You know, America is the greatest nation in the world. And while we will certainly always work to form a more perfect union, that will always be what we are doing here in America. This is a beacon of hope and light and a force for good across the nation. And teaching our children anything but that is not creating the proper foundation we need to succeed.
Yeah, but I think that's important to point out, you know. But meanwhile, we're sidetracked, right? We're fighting these culture wars within the school, and not putting the focus where it needs to be. That especially, you know, maybe here in Alabama. I don't know how prevalent some of these ideologies that we're told that are threats to us are in our public schools here in state. But it does seem to be something that people are very concerned about. But I think maybe, and I'm curious to hear what you think of this, with Just Cause, because we've seen what's gone on here in the last several years as it pertains to what's acceptable and what's not in our culture.
That's exactly right. I mean, we have seen that, again, you are silenced. Christian conservative thought is silenced. And so we have to stand up. I mean, we have to fight. We have to say this is not acceptable. And so Jeff, you're spot on. I mean, this is real and it is happening. And so we have to make sure that we continue to step up and say, you know, we're proud, and we're proud of this nation, and we're proud, you know, we will always root out racism and discrimination wherever it exists. You know, we will always work to form a more perfect union, but make no mistake, this is the greatest nation in the world. And so we want to make sure that our children learn history, but they also have a pride for how far this nation has come and who we are and the American dream. Jeff, I mean, I'm sure you saw Captain America is now, you know, trying to put America down. I mean, how did that happen? You know, this is not what we need our children to learn. And we need them to love this country. We need to teach them work ethic. We need to teach them, you know, how to be successful, teach them the skills they need. It's interesting, when I have been traveling across the state and particularly talking to small business owners, you know, just making sure that our students come out of high school ready to work and ready to help provide for their families and ready to do the job they need to create the life that they want. I mean, that's what we need to be worried about. That's what we need to be focused on. And as your next United States Senator, I'm going to work daily to make sure that Alabama comes first. And that means fighting tirelessly about things that, you know, and for things that touch the daily lives of hardworking Alabamians: jobs, opportunities, safe, strong communities. I mean, that's what we need to be focused on.
Yeah, because, well, I would say that a lot of times it seems that we are told we have to put these issues aside, the social issues, or whatever they may be. We know what they are, that they're not important, because there's the physical issues, the the fiscal issues and what's important to business. But these other things get sidelined. But I find this to be the case that people really care about that stuff, and then that kind of builds the foundation for whatever other success. You need to have those morals and those ethics locked down before you could really do anything else with the other.
That's right. And you can do both. I mean, I tell you, that's what we need to make sure that Alabama values are taken to Washington and we stand firm on them. And I think your point to, you know, as these conversations occur and then kind of what comes as a result. I mean, look at what's happening with our police force and safety, in our communities and the crime rate that is increasing. You know, just the rhetoric of non-support of our law enforcement officers has eroded people's confidence in that across the country. It's interesting, Jeff, I've been talking with law enforcement officers, with sheriffs and policemen and women, and, you know, they say nobody hates a bad cop worse than a good cop. And, you know, their point there is, you know, let's make sure that you realize we are fighting for your safety every day. We are putting our lives on the line every day for the safety of our communities and our families. And unfortunately, you know, you now have people that are shying away from, you know, such an honorable profession there, simply because of what we've talked about, you were talking about earlier, this cancel culture and eroding and trying to change people's thought process about about what the liberal left want.
Hey, Katie, we're up against a break here. Folks want to find out more about your campaign, follow you on social media or anything like that. Tell them where to look.
Yes, so on Facebook, Katie Britt for Alabama. So come visit us there and follow the page, like the page. And then also on Instagram and Twitter, Katie Britt for AL. So we would love, this has got to be a grassroots campaign. We have got to work really hard, and that is what we're doing. And we would be honored to have people fight alongside with us for our Christian conservative values in D.C. and making sure that Alabama has a seat at the table.
Katie Britt, ladies and gentlemen. Katie, thanks for coming on.
Thank you.
We got to get a break in here. We'll be right back. This is the Jeff Poor Show at FM Talk 106.5.